Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. Liverpool taking on Torino at Anfield. I'm joined today by Ross Chanley and Ben Kelly, the returning Ben Kelly.
Hello. How are we?
Where you been?
Other side of the world.
Watching Liverpool?
I think Australia?
No. Definitely not Australia. But no, I didn't get.
Sounds like a lie to me.
No, I didn't get to watch much Liverpool because I thought I would have done, but I was in California and we were on the East Coast, and so they were playing like the middle afternoon for us.
Oh no, that must have been terrible.
No, but
while we were getting up at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning to watch it.
Yeah,
afternoon.
I understand that, but we were doing. I was with my family. My mum and my sisters don't care about blinking Liverpool.
Mum's
Everton fan. Yeah, but I'm there to do
like
family activities. Mary.
Yeah.
don't can we not start talking about Mary on?
Who's Mary?
My mum.
Oh, that's a lovely name.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. I like Mary.
Is she nice?
She's lovely.
I've never met your mum.
She's on Facebook now.
Is she? Mary Kelly. Everyone can work it out. I introduced you as the returning Ben Kelly.
I'm sorry, mum.
Shouldn't be sorry. You said she was lovely.
She is
lovely, but I don't know how much she appreciates being discussed on YouTube, watched by thousands of people.
Yeah, that's potentially strange. I should probably start talking about this and ask you, because you've not seen so much of Liverpool already this pre-season. Obviously, you got to watch the Napoli game. What are you excited to see in this game?
More of the same, basically. You know, we were so good against Napoli. I honestly try not to get too buzzed for pre-season because, for obvious reasons, you know, we're doing a lot of experimenting and things like that, but it's hard.
And you
not
don't
to
really
get...
watch the games either.
Well, exactly. I'm not a real fan. I'm an armchair fan, you know what I mean? No. It's hard after a performance like that against Napoli not to get excited because, you know, that team was pretty much the team that we could even see on Sunday against West Ham. And, you know, just full throttle. That's from back to front, the goalkeeper obviously putting 70-yard passes on Mo Salah's toe, which is absolutely lovely, with something we've not seen for a very long time, if ever. We just look so good. We look so fresh. We look so... Every player on the team looks so fit. They've worked so hard over this last couple of months. And obviously now we're getting to the point where it's all going to start to matter for real. And I'm just so excited for the season.
And it's great, isn't it? Sorry, Ben. It's great, isn't it, Ross, that, you know, Liverpool are putting on this like family type of a day and hoping to see a little bit more of what they did with the going into the fans at the end of the game and just sort of continuing to close that gap between the players and the fans.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I just think that we're kind of leading the way, and I try not to do it. But when you look at other teams, I'm not going to go into who they are, you kind of think, I'd hate that. And it looks like even on the pitch and off the pitch, it's like everything's just boss at the minute. It's like Jurgen Klopp's just like one of us, but on the touchline, he understands us, we understand
and
him.
Knows about football.
Yeah, exactly, more than us. But just, I said it the day, like, just the synergy between everyone at the minute, just like going into the new season, like, we've got expectations, they got expectations of us now as well, I think, and you just play off each other all the time. I think even more so, last season we didn't have a pre-season at Anfield, did we? So this is kind of like, not a homecoming, but this is kind of like a massive...
It's been a long time since we had that sort of final game at Anfield, you know, because I think... The last one that I remember, and it might not have been the last one, was Dortmund, but, you know, we tonked them 4-0. That was 13-14.
He was the manager, wasn't he?
Yeah. And then, did we have another one? Because it was obviously all to do with the stadium and stuff like that. After that, so I can't remember us having another one. That's not to say it didn't happen. Ross, you were obviously with us in Napoli. it was an amazing weekend over in Dublin and stuff. Do you expect that we'll see the same team, or do you think there's going to be quite a few changes, and maybe Ben, as you mentioned before, that could have been the team, have a week break and then play West Ham?
I think a bit of both. I think there's players that need some game time. I think Jordan Henderson's gone back into training this week. I kind of expect to see him in there because I think he needs to get involved, doesn't he, because there's no time left after today. Maybe Gini Wijnaldum again. I know he played at the weekend, but he's probably the shortest out of everyone else. And I'm pretty much just the same. Why not go with the same like kind of back four? Get your understandings going even more and kind of go, this is us on Sunday against West Ham. This is like anything, any problems now or relationships, just iron them out now and just let's go for the season.
Ross, we saw Van Dijk and Gomez play at centre-halves. Klopp's been talking today before we recorded about how Trent and Firmino are going to probably be available for the first game of the season against West Ham. Can I ask you a question? If Gomez starts the season as a centre-half with Matip, Sindri and Lovren is literally just back in training today as we record, would you feel comfortable going into a Premier League game with Gomez right-sided centre-back and Trent right-back?
It's not something I've really given much thought to because I kind of expect Klein to start on Sunday, even though Trent's back and he's fit and there's nothing wrong with him. I think obviously Klein has been there this whole time, he's been doing the whole of the pre-season, so I think in my head I think we're going to start Klein on Saturday. To answer your question, probably not, and I think that might be in Jurgen Klopp's mind as well, another reason why he might start Klein. I just think that little bit more experience at the right back role will help with Gomez, because even though he is by trade a centre back, he hasn't played that role a lot for Liverpool. And I think over the course of that, you know, he's been doing it obviously in pre-season, I think over the course of the season I've become more comfortable with that combination on the right hand side. But I think, you know, Sunday, and obviously we don't want to talk about Sunday too much, but Sunday it's all just about getting the win, because if you know, after all this excitement and all the signings, if we come away with a draw on Sunday, everybody will just be a little bit flat, you know, and things like this. We just want to get the win on Sunday, and for me that would involve just playing a standard side that are going to go out, and you know, I think Klein and Gomez would be the best combination for me in that okay. area.
I asked you a couple of minutes ago, Ross, about, you know, any players that you'd like to see. Would you like to see Shaqiri start this game?
Yep, all in for Shaqiri. I think he seems like he's got a point to prove, which is kind of odd because he's been around for
little man syndrome, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, he's just angry. But I think, I don't know, maybe Charlie Adams' comments have fired him up, or maybe he's just excited to be around people that
are good at football.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
trainer.
I'd love to see him. He's been there for what? A week, maybe a bit longer, and he just seems to have settled in so well. I know it was only pre-season, but it was Napoli aren't shit. You know, Koulibaly's at centre back for him. He's just like, you just tore them apart with everyone else that's going on. He's just, I said relationships and stuff, I just think they're dead important. He's just slotted in, and he's the same as Alisson. He was pinging balls around corners that I couldn't even see, and I was like, what the fuck? And then Mo Salah's running onto them.
I mean, I knew he was skillful. Mm. You know, we were talking about this on the final word show, weren't we? I knew he was skillful. I knew he had an eye for a goal. I didn't realise his passing's as good as it is, and from what we've seen in his two sort of cameo appearances so far. And what I'd hoped was that when he wasn't the main man of a side, he'd show that work rate. And already in just two cameo performances, he's showing that work rate. So he's already, for me, he's a much better player having now. You know, I like to talk about it quite often, is I like to do the eyeball test on players. It's right there in front of you in a stadium is how I like to judge a player, rather than watching them in a telly game or whatever with a commentator talking over the top. I like to just watch them and take my own opinions of them. And Shaqiri's really impressed me in that game against Napoli. You know, that's the first time I've sat down, I've watched them intently. Obviously, Manchester United, you know, I wasn't there. So Napoli makes a big difference. And you know, he's a player that's going to be exciting for Liverpool fans, I feel, going into the start of this season. Because as you say, he's hit the ground running. He looks happy. And he looks like he understands where everyone's supposed to be, which is mad. We've seen players come into this year in Klopp's side. And they take a few weeks. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain ended the season fantastically. But those first few appearances were a little bit under the radar. Shaqiri's come in and he's like whipped his cock on the table. I'm like, all right, boys, I'm here. Let's go play some football. Like,
I think... Going back to Charlie's comments, I think that was everyone's major concern, was his pressing. And I made a point of watching it when we played Napoli the other day, like what 5 minutes he was doing it. But I think the bonus you get with Klopp is he allows players to express themselves. They're kind of like free of like some of the tactics to a degree, because they know the role they have to press, they have to stay in position or whatever. But he's got the ability to kind of do what he wants to an extent, hasn't he? Because
yeah, follow and find the space. Yeah, exactly. That's what it's about, isn't it? It's
he can still do that role, but it's just like he's had the shackles off him from Stoke, where he was basically he was an outlet because he had didn't have three people running in front of him. He was the person running in front. So now he's just found a role. It just suits him to the ground.
You've just sort of hit on something there that I've been trying to get round my head and say on a video for a little while now. It's like we get and I get so you know. I think so much about formations and stuff like that, but formations isn't what Jurgen Klopp's teaching these guys. No. It's finding space. Now, if they, say, for example, you go 4-4-2 against 4-4-2, you've got a man on you all the time. Will you just stand there because you're in a 4-4-2? No, you don't. You go and find that space, and just it's just like when we play five-a-side. You know, if there's a guy near you, you need to get away from him. Mm. That's what you need to do. You need to find that space, and that's exactly what Shaqiri's been able to do so far.
Yeah, it's interesting because, obviously, they played him in quite a few positions at Stoke. They played him as a central striker. They played him on the wing. But they all the Stoke fans seem to comment that he seems to be better as a number 10, but they were getting quite frustrated because he never seemed to be played there. From what I've heard, you know, people say he was more often played on the wing, but he was always better centrally. And I think already we're seeing evidence of that. You know, like Ross was saying, the passing on him is better than I thought it was. And I think the comments from Charlie Adam this week, obviously, about the relegation stuff and all this, I feel like he's missing the point of what Shaqiri's been asked to do, even in his own team. You know, Charlie Adam's been in a team with him. Of course he's not going to press in a team that he isn't asked to press in, and that's been his problem with Stoke and with Switzerland. Obviously, he was criticised for that during the World Cup. That's not been his job. We don't know if he's capable of that because he's never been asked to do it, and now we're seeing the early signs that he is capable because he's got the fitness to do it under the regime that he's doing. He's training with all these players, and that's what he's being told to do because, you know, Jurgen Klopp's training him to do that. And Klopp made the comments, didn't he, about it not being normal how quickly he's adapted to our system and all this. And you go, for 13 brilliant. Million quid, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant, you know, to get a player in for so cheap and who just seems to know exactly, be able to tune into things that quickly, just the intelligence with it that he must possess, that can only be good for
him. That's it. And was it the Players Tribune that he did one with as yeah. well? And that was a really interesting reading, gives you a little bit of insight into him and his personality. And some of what you're saying there rings true with that as well. It's like that he wants to do it. He worked so hard to become a professional footballer. He's not just going to let it slip by after 3 poor years at Stoke. This guy wants to be a top draw player in European football, and hopefully now he's got the manager and teammates who'll be able to get him back there at least, because, you know, Basel are no slouches, and they never really have been, considering where they are and what league they're in and stuff like that. He was the guy before Mo Salah, and he went to Bayern Munich, and Mo Salah was his replacement, and then Mo Salah was the guy. Mm. So they've got a good pedigree of bringing through players as well and stuff. So I'm really interested to see, and I'd like to see him. Just before we get on to our preferred 11s, though, I just want to do a little plug for a podcast we did while we were out in Dublin. I chatted to Matt Ladsden of This Is Anfield. We had a really, really great discussion. It was a fantastic podcast. Here's a little clip of that.
What's your hopes for this season for this Liverpool side? Every season it's the hope, isn't it? It's sort of, we don't need to say anything except number 19. You know, I hope that Man City don't replicate last season.
That's a great hope. I've not thought of that. Because I always focus on Liverpool.
That is literally the only thing that can prevent us from doing what we all want us to do. I think that it's not possible for them to do that 2 years in a row, but then at the same time, if you'd asked me a year ago, not many of us would have expected them to be able to do what they did. But, you know, as long as they perform at a not unprecedented level as they did, then we'll push them all the way. And, you know, if we're going into those last couple of games still in contention for the title, then I would take that right now. I think that for sure we'll be the team that pushes City the most. And yeah, like I say, it's more down onto whether they underperform or not massively overperform.
Okay, we've spoken about it. I think we're going to cover a few of the topics again, but it is time for the preferred 11s. And Ben, because you've not been here for so long, let's see yours first, mate. So you've got Alisson in goal.
I do.
Trent, Gomez, Van Dijk, Robertson, Fabinho, Keita. Big Shaq, like Little John, you've Robin Hooded it.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds Salah, Bobby, Mane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's.
Is that everybody's?
That's
yeah. Brilliant.
Wow.
Just the thought, first that, isn't it?
I thought I wanted to keep it relatively close to the team on Saturday. Saturday. But I thought Milner's probably not going to play because he's got the cut in his head. I thought Fabinho didn't play on Saturday, so I think he'll start. I think he'll start this time instead of Wijnaldum. I was really close because I've got a soft spot for him to put in Curtis Jones in there somewhere because I'm just so impressed with him so far, and having watched all the youth games last season, I'm really just happy for him, more than anything. But I thought Shaqiri was really impressive on Saturday. I think he'll have earned a start. I was also really close to putting Sturridge in ahead of Bobby because I think Bobby will start next Sunday. And I thought maybe he'll only give Firmino half an hour, but I thought you've got an opportunity here with people who don't usually come to Anfield who will be getting tickets, put on a show for us, have Cater, have the front three, have your new signings, have the new fella in goal as well, put a good team out. So I thought eventually I'd prefer Bobby to play.
And we both agree with you, but Ross, why did you pick Trent at right back?
I don't think Klein will start on Sunday, to be honest. I think Klopp come out and said the other week he wants Trent and Bobby to start on Sunday. I just think if the same role these, I agree with you, just give these an hour, then take them all off, just get them all ready. And it was the same thing before I said about the relationships. I think Trent's going to get more game time than Clarence this season, simply because of the way we play. And you pointed out the other day, you've got Alisson pinging balls to Salah, Blues doing to Robertson. I'd much rather have Trent off on the halfway line, collecting balls off the goalkeeper, and then just... he could probably ping it across him from there, couldn't he? I think he's quite a dangerous threat from there. That's the only reason why I picked him, to be fair. Nothing against Klein, but I think Klein... I always consider about Klein's fitness, and it's always a worry if I think he's played a couple of games this pre-season, but I'm still waiting for him to kind of go, he's injured.
Why? He's not had an injury history apart from last year.
It's a long-term injury, isn't it? I'd rather he didn't suffer from burnout now, because I think you're going into Christmas, New Year, and we're going to need him because Trent will be screwed by then.
Okay, because he's gone to the World Cup and trained summer and stuff like that. Yeah, that makes sense. I went with Trent and Gomez because I have those fears about that as a weakness. If Gomez has to play a lot of games this season and Matip and Lovren miss so many games, I'd like, and you've talked about it a lot today already, the relationships, I'd like to see Gomez with Trent. I don't think Trent will start at the weekend. I think it'll be Klein as well. But I do feel like if Lovren was definitely going to start, then I think Trent starts. And for me, it's about whoever starts there dictates who it is. I think Trent is the number one right back. And then who doesn't want to see the front three player at Anfield? I mean, I've missed it so much. It's just such a great stadium, and it's just going to be so good. And it was great going over to Ireland. It was great going to Chester. And it wasn't. Chester was good. It was great going to Tranmere, apart from the carrier stuff, Bury and all them, like Blackburn.
It's not Anfield.
None of them are Anfield. That's the best place in the world. I hope you're going. If you've managed to get tickets, don't forget to like the video as well. That's the end of the Uncensored Match build-up show. Subscribe to the Red Men TV on YouTube if you haven't already. And we'll see you all next time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.